would you look at that? That was like virtually flawless. This is Bug Out Square. It's Tuesday at 6 o'clock. I'm looking around. I see the timepiece there. And thanks for doing what you got to do. Welcome.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
This week on Bug Out Square, oh, I don't know. I've got all kinds of records. Pete here from Happy Horseshit was asking me, what do you got going today, Sean? And I was like, oh, it's probably something brilliant and mind-blowing. But yeah, I'm hoping for a flash of brilliance and perhaps a spark of mind-blowingness. So stay tuned for that, won't you?
Rainy night down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand?
Shoot would his he brother shoot and sister down.
His brother and sister down. I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Well,
After midnight.
So many people, but it's got no soul, and it's taking you so long to find out you were wrong when you thought it held everything. You used to think that it was so easy. You used to say that it was so easy, but
keep wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Shriek Back. This is Bughouse Square, and it's also Radio Valencia. That's right. We're near the corner of 22nd and Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. Is that not true? It's always flat here. It's the Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. So we can count on it, you know. Unless you're... I didn't mind. But yeah, it's a radio station. It's a place where, you know, the do a show, man. Do it. You can come in, and if you go through the website, it'll tell you how to do that. Or you can come down.
Yeah.
We're next to the makeout room.
I'll be here next week.
Pete's going to be here. He's taking names right now. And that was before that was the Parliament from the Motor Booty Affair. Before that, Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street, kind of doing a saxophone thing. A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing. Thanks, Scott, for that. That was Romeo Void, the maxi single. Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight, man. That's scary. That's like psycho shit. Yeah, she's walking. She's looking for you, man. She's going to find you after midnight. And then, you know, she will exact her pound of flesh. Then we started with the Soca Hits from 1987, and we did Juve Music. All right, I got this record. I haven't really vetted it, but that was all right. I mean, it was peppy. Not what I expected. Let's do this. Let's get back to the music, right, shall we? Yeah.
single inch. Your brothers found me in our pocket, trying to hold their first set of fits. Baby, 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 I changed my dress. I didn't mean to make you cry, but I know it's all this. Second best.
gonna drown in cold water. We'll be right back.
Yeah, there we go. That's Black Sabbath and the Sweet Leaf. What do you think of that, Yuri G? Are you with me?
Yeah, man, it just takes me back to the days of Weekly Weed News.
Weekly Weed News. You know, what a... We look back on it like, those days of, like, when that was actually a thing.
It's funny, like, it's just not... What a silly thing to do now. Like, you know, David Downs, who used to hang with us back in the old spot back in the day, he's like the actual, like, the Chronicles weed writer now. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Excellent. Yeah, I mean... you know, the cat bong is still, that's the one that sold me, man.
Cat bong will live in infamy.
Yeah.
Forever. Yes, indeed. Just got to mellow that cat out somehow. I was a stressed out cat. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you know, now there's gummies and, you know, but back then it was a simpler time and you had to improvise.
Absolutely. You can't get those dog treats. I mellow my dog out with CBD treats often.
I know. I've seen that thing, like, nodding.
Just get the black light on. It's all good.
So what's up, man? How's your week?
It's been okay. I came back from camping down by Santa Barbara.
All right.
Coastal desert, I guess, a little bit. The El Capitan.
Coastal desert. How's the heat? You get good heat?
It was hot, but not too hot. It was like 85 winds.
Nice.
Kind of Santa Ana conditions, as they call them down there. Like
sure.
Hot winds, clear skies, you know, scrub right up to the ocean. You know, we've got some oil derricks out in the distance.
Dig.
It's very Southern California.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I've never camped down that way. I don't think, not on the coast anyway.
That's
right
cool.
On. So did that... affect what you're bringing to the table today?
It didn't, because today it's about this week, because this week is the week I finally get my car back.
Really?
The
slug?
The banana slug, which has been in the shop for a month.
Uh-huh.
Because I was driving it, and maybe I explained it to you before.
Like the wheel fell off or something like that?
No. It was just I was shifting from second to third gear. You get a little, there was like a little hitch. There was like a little friction, like a little bit of teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sure.
And I was like, yeah, you know, it's no big deal. And then I started feeling like it went from first to second. I was like, oh, this is going to be a thing.
Right.
But it was kind of too early for it to be a thing, you know, but you know, if
it's
you
like,
know
maybe,
how it is.
Maybe I can put some sawdust in the transmission or something to...
Yeah. Right, absolutely. I get the grease gun out, I was like, if I can catch this early, I can prevent a problem. But, so I start calling around, I was like, anyone in Santa Cruz area work on transmissions? And no one does. Like, no one will open a transmission up. Like no, like we don't do that.
It's a dying thing, man. It's a dying thing.
It's crazy. This goes back to a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago, which I've actually had with multiple people now. I said, Sean brought to me some real insight
really?
About the inability to repair your car, right, and keep your car on the road beyond you know the 7 to 8, 9 years that the people in the band I usually kind of live in.
Right.
If you're trying to keep a 20, 25-year-old car on the road, you can't work on the engine, then you can't keep it on the road, right? So that was exactly the dilemma I was facing.
Yeah.
And so I took it. I have a guy who works on electrical, and I brought it over to him, and I was like, you interested in trying to figure this out? And he's like, yeah, sure. Like, I'll keep it here for as long as it takes and work on it between stuff, you know?
Okay.
And so he's called me and says, I think it's this, and I said, I think it's that. And I was like, okay. Because I thought, you know, like, clutch has never been replaced. So, like, maybe we'll just replace the clutch when you're in there. Maybe, you know, we can discover something. I said, no, it's not the clutch. The clutch is fine.
Okay.
And then finally he called me on Thursday, and he's like, I found it. The primary clutch cylinder, called the master cylinder,
mm-hmm.
is the mount that sits in. Was cracked.
Okay.
And someone at some point tried to repair it by like shoving a bunch of washers in there to put enough pressure in to keep it.
A little
like,
chewing gum maybe for extra.
That's exactly it. So he's like, I finally figured it out. Like those washers were slipping and it was starting to come apart. So he got the mount and he's putting it in, and I think tomorrow I get it back. So
all right. Well, we'll go. We'll we have that. That is going to accelerate our logistics to get to Petropolis.
That's exactly it, because now the riot is going to be in tip-top shape and ready for the riot to Petrolia.
Petrolia.
Petropolis. I like Petropolis, though. Yeah. So this is Wu-Tang's triumph, because my riot is a triumph.
Oh, man, that's great. For all you people out there who ride and drive, I don't want to say vintage to try to, get all bougie, but it's, like old shit that needs, a little coaxing to get around. I'm all for that, man.
There it is, right? So I'm ready to get out there on the road, and it's going to have a working horn now, too, and the doors, too.
That's good. I'm sure it's a very impressive, like, British horn. Excuse me.
Excuse me. Footnote here, too, on Wu-Tang's Triumph. No, the first verse here by Inspector Deck is considered one of the finest, best written opening lines or opening verses in hip-hop. So just...
Oh, damn. That. All right. Let's see. You're throwing down. But all right. Here it goes.
How you doing? Before you go, just how you doing? It's been a while.
How am I doing? I'm doing good. Got the son graduated.
Congratulations on that. There was a ceremony, I understand, about a week ago.
Yeah, and it was so. Real quick, they did two ceremonies. They did one for like a Latino one, so it's all the different colleges. Could do their could be at one, and then the other one was for the just for the majors of that what he's involved in, and the Latino one, it was like they got fucking mariachi, walk-in music, live band, right, like full on Aztec the Aztec dancers come in to do the blessing, nice. All the a 15-minute presentation of that. And then the keynote speaker was just fucking brilliant poet, going from fluidly from English to Spanish, like not like saying, in English or Spanish first and repeating in English. He would just mix the two just brilliantly, and fucking Abuelita's like weeping, and people awesome. Like, that's my brother. Yeah. Yes. It's total camaraderie, and everybody there, the vibe was just tremendous, and the sense of accomplishment and struggle and what people have gone through and generations to see this, the first fucking one, right?
Yes.
Big fucking deal. And it was great.
Absolutely.
And then at the next one, we went to Justice College, and it was dry as fuck. It was like a.
Where's the East Merrill, right?
Was Baskin. So these are all like the engineering.
Oh, that's right. College 9, right?
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, it was like kind of the key speaker was like this tech bro who was like very, was not a Toastmaster attendee, and was right. Just kind of talking about what, starting a business. And it was like, there was no. And then the thing that got me the worst, that really like angered me and almost like to where I had to be restrained, not physically, but like put in check, that people were getting up and leaving after they got their diplomas. They'd sit down for a little bit, and then it just started like people just started getting up.